miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Monday. It's supposed to be like man ass in here. I walked out, by the way, and nobody's actually actively farting, are they, Nick?
No.
Okay. I come walking back in there.
I'm inactively farting.
Are you? Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah. Right.
Because I just did.
It just smelled like man ass in here when I got back in there. It wasn't.
Yeah, I may have been.
Okay, it was you?
I
then.
Forgot.
But you were still in
well,
there.
Well, I forgot, yeah.
That's fine. It had to be you then.
No, it's just a matter just of time before.
Here. I'm just sitting here and like, yeah.
No, our natural essence blends into the rest of this
well,
room.
I, right. I think you, that means it's home now.
Yeah.
I came down, since we leave today, Craig had a great, we leave at this building, you know, between 10:30. I know it's a tough day, shut up. But all the bars and restaurants where we're at don't open until 11. So yesterday was beautiful. So I said, honey, let's go down to the where the station is. I never see these places open. So we came down in the middle of the afternoon, and we stopped up here. I showed her the station. Like, I'm walking in here and nobody's around. And this room doesn't smell when nobody's in here. I walked in. I was like, yeah. Yeah. And then walked in today. I think you're right. I think all of us just start seeping manhood in here.
Yeah, but there's going to be a time like ass, where man. That smell doesn't go away.
I know.
Because you said
it's a brand new building.
Yesterday and yeah. it smelled,
okay. Nobody was here.
After we're here for a few
no
weeks.
No man ass in the
it
building.
It will smell all the time.
Right.
It's probably in the chairs.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be marking our territory.
Right.
Some of the players that had Ruthie Thompson, the legend of Disney, in our
died.
Deadpool.
Hear about Ruthie. A lot of guys are saying that today.
Yeah.
Calling each other. Hear about Ruthie.
At the age of 111.
Yeah.
That's old.
111.
A super centenarian.
Oh, no, I'm farting now. Jeez. It's contagious.
Let's see.
What she look like?
I don't remember.
I mean, currently. Not currently, like 2 days ago.
Or back in the day. Was she a looker back in the day?
A looker.
She was quite the dame.
She's behind the scenes, so she probably wasn't a looker.
I wouldn't even want to be 111.
I don't think so. There's a good chance everybody below her is dead.
Well, yeah.
In her
and
family.
Above, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you got the word of when you were going to die, and they said, not till you're 111, you'd be bummed out.
I would
I'd try to make some younger friends.
Yeah. Like by 40 years.
Yeah.
You'd be calling five-year-olds and say, dude, let's right. start hanging around, because when you're 80, I'm going to need somebody to hang with.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, you'd go to call.
You would get real tight.
They'd be like, oh, maybe I should call them. Oh, they're dead.
Right.
Maybe I can reach. Oh, they're dead, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the lament of a lot of super centenarians. You know, they watch everyone around them die.
Yeah.
You know, people in their 80s watch other people around them die.
Right.
Boy, this is depressing. Move on. Except for giving the Deadpool names. They make me laugh.
Well, you'd have to have friends that were 30 years younger.
Easily. And they're going to want to go out clubbing, and you're not. You're 110. Yeah.
You have to go find like kindergartners now to be like, all right, who's cool?
Who's going to be cool? Sir, you can't hang out with a kindergartner. It's not yours.
Well, I don't want to hang out with him now.
Dude, we're friends, man.
Right.
Well, you do kind of. He has to start liking you now. So he's still friends with you when you're 110. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Puss will be dead when you're 110.
Can't hang out with Puss.
And the rest of us will be too.
Craig's La 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 Lawyers gets a hit with Ruthie Thompson.
Yeah.
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Yeah.
Dad, get me out of this.
That gets me going.
Craig's redhead nurse gets a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw one of your favorite redheads at Maitland Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she's doing her first gangbang, and I can't get the preview up because
I don't think it's her first
filmed. Yeah.
Maybe
it may be the first filmed one, but you know, I don't know the definition of that.
It's three guys,
right? Is she taking on 40 guys? Three guys.
Three's a gangbang.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
40's a lot.
We used to say two. two guys, one girl was a gangbang. But I still think that is a threesome. I think we backed off.
Yeah,
that
I think
one.
You got to have
that's the threesome.
If it's one chick, I think you got to have three other guys.
Right. Right.
Yeah, what is her definition?
It doesn't probably say. Probably it says click on this link to get a little preview.
It's
of course,
it's one of those.
It's a lot of dongs to juggle.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
We got the filter up here still.
Don't ever do that visual again.
Stop looking at it.
I just caught it out of the corner of my eye. I was still horrified.
Craig, you don't watch it. Maybe you do watch it. You watch Yellowstone?
No.
Because that redhead there, you would just
Kelly
cream.
Riley.
Is that a better term for it?
Can I use
that?
Just cream. Not at all.
Kelly Riley, Craig.
Kelly Riley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just look her up. You don't need to watch the show.
You know, there's
she's so hot. And by the way, on the show, she's American, but she's got a British accent.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I've seen her.
Yeah, you've seen her.
Does she have a gallery in Mr. Skin?
Her boobs are out.
She whips them out in one or two of the first season episodes.
But, yeah. Elsewhere. Has she done it elsewhere?
I have not looked.
I thought we looked at that.
But the weird thing is,
I thought we did too.
I think it was Memorial Day or something.
My.
They were
Yeah, I think you like her, Craig.
They were running a marathon of that, and I caught the episode where she makes the horse tank into the hot tub.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going, all right, cool. I'm going to stick with this. They blurred out her boobs.
Really?
On Paramount, where it originally aired.
We saw her boobs. Yeah.
I'm like, this is your show.
Right.
Why are you blurring them out on the second, like, just to replay it later?
Somebody bitched. Well, you said it was a marathon.
Yeah.
So maybe it was one or two in the afternoon.
Yeah. What time of day was it?
Yeah, it was.
Kids can't see boobs. They've never seen them except their moms.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not, that's, what is that air at night? 7, 8 o'clock?
Well, it's still evening. It's crap. I get you.
It was so stupid. Right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Especially because you're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Kids can see boobs at 8 o'clock, right. Not 2 in the afternoon. Right.
It's too early. I would think I need to get Paramount Plus so I can watch Yellowstone.
Yeah, you would love Yellowstone, but this woman's hot. This redhead, Kelly Riley.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Is
she British?
Finally
is she British or Irish?
She's British.
Head.
I keep forgetting we're blocked.
I know.
Yeah, it's all part of the, I think it's in with the infrastructure bill.
Including our countdown clock, right?
A lot of things. We're waiting on Manchin to make up his frickin' mind whether or not we get an internet filter removed.
Yeah.
And Cuck Goose with Todd gets it.
Now that Duke is on the table.
I should play with the Cuck part. No, okay, wrong one. Hang on.
Yeah, don't bring
now
it.
Now the goose is on the table.
They're both labeled gooses on the table. One's labeled little
perhaps
kid.
Perhaps you should separate them somehow.
You can make friends with this girl here. You're 110 there, Nick. She's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I would knock at her door now. Hey, can we make friends with your daughter?
That's what would make that hard.
I know.
It would seem creepy, but you're like, no.
Say tough. Yeah, say it would make it tough. Say tough, right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we should wait till
listen, I found out I'm going to be 110, and none of my friends are going to be alive. So I'm going to need some younger friends. So,
yeah, I don't want to hang out with your kids now.
Can I babysit your 5-year-old?
Or you could wait till you're 80 and start making 40-year-old friends.
That's what you'd have to do.
That's it. That's it.
Don't start now.
Right. No, that'd be creepy.
Right.
That'd be creepy.
Don't go to the grade school and start recruiting friends because you found out you're going to live to 111.
Right. Well, you'd want to make sure they were going to be able to live long enough, too.
Right.
That they'd be around to hang out.
I don't want to lose you.
Mm-hmm. And then they've got to want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
That might be the hardest part.
That will be.
Well,
you're 110. You're crusty. Yeah. And a good chance of pushing your ass around, too.
Really have to work on your material.
Right.
They wouldn't get a lot of the references.
Nope.
The kindergartners wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
No.
New contract agreement reached between the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees International and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. So that's a 3-year deal that they got figured out. John Deere, they're figuring that deal out as well. Before a contract agreement fell through and strikes began with John Deere, the CEO and the chairman sold over $70,000 in company stock.
Yeah. The John Deere, the union recommended that they take the deal. They said, no, good for them.
Yeah.
I love that, like, I saw stories about the people that they're bringing in to replace the workers that are striking, or like
the scabs,
like, crashed a tractor inside one of these things. And it doesn't sound like it's going very well.
Plus, they're putting the bolts in. Scabs got to be trained.
Yeah. You know? I love these, like, text messages that have been popping up online. Have you seen those between the people whose bosses will text them? They'll be like, hey, the one guy, I don't know where he worked, but they're like, we saw you were, like, sitting down for your whole shift. And he's like, my production was great. I just had surgery or whatever.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, we'll talk about this on Monday. And he's like, no, we won't.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I'm out.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, 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 we didn't mean that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And there was some other ones, some bartender. Hey,
workers got rights now. They don't care. They don't care.
Right. First of all, they don't care.
Right.
And they have the leverage of their services.
Yes, they do.
And they can take them elsewhere.
Right.
And I'm glad they're figuring that out.
Yep.
Yeah. There was a bartender, too. They're like, we didn't need you to come in tomorrow. And he's like, no. Nah. He's like, I'm drunk. He's like, I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? They're like, why are you drinking? He's like, I have the day off. You didn't tell your chefs not to eat? Like, yeah. I'm a bartender. I'm drinking. I'm like, they're like, we're going to talk. Same thing. We're going to talk about this. And the guy's like, no. So I'll find somewhere else.
That's a cool thing. Is that on a Reddit thread? Is that where
I've just seen it pop it up on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. I want to see more of them. They're beautiful. The guy's like, there's dozens of places hiring around here. Right, I'm done with you.
Right.
Yeah, those are the guys that say, nobody wants to work anymore.
Right.
No, they don't want to work for you.
Right.
Motley Crue's Vince Neil had to be hospitalized after reportedly breaking his ribs in a fall off stage.
Yeah, he fell off stage. That's the last pub he needed.
TMZ reports he was a few songs into his set in Tennessee. He stepped too close to the stage's edge and fell 4 feet to the cement floor below. Following that, the bassist told the crowd, Vince fell and broke ribs. When he fell, he can't breathe. He's going to get dealt with medically.
Yeah. How long were you into his show? Now, granted, those festivals feature a lot of bands, so.
Says a few songs.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that would hurt so bad.
Right. How long before they noticed that he fell?
Well, you notice when he falls.
Yeah, yeah.
When Vince Neil falls off stage.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, you're going to notice it. You will for sure notice it.
I just saw footage of him playing a solo gig where he like wasn't singing the chorus to these songs. And it's not a good look because they're trying to plan that stadium tour for next year. And he's just like sucking across the country.
Well, and he's also still big. And I feel bad for the guy in a way because he is a big boy. He's got a huge belly on him right now. And he's trying. I read he's trying to get him back into shape. But that takes a while. You don't just lose your belly
overnight.
No, you
got to celebrate that. You go, girl.
No.
Look how fat I am.
He's not. Because, they want them to sing and run around stage and sell this show. I mean, they're one of the co-headliners with the Def Leppard in that show, that huge thing next summer. But but the thing is, it still would suck, though, to be that and that much in the public eye and just pictures of your gut everywhere. You know, and he's just, give the guy a break. Yeah. He's gotten worn. Now, they say that Nikki Sixx says you gotta lose his weight, you know.
Is Mick Mars supposed to be in that tour?
Yeah.
Because didn't they... Wasn't their last tour? They were like, we're done.
They did. And then the dirt came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And the resurgence and these kind of retro shows are kicking ass because people want to relive their childhood, want to relive also memories of good times, not shoegazing bum out music.
Yeah.
You know?
I would love to see Motley Crue.
Yeah. Crue. I mean, I think it's a great show. And in a stadium to see Crue and Def Leppard and Poison and Joan Jett. To see them all on a big stage like that one more time will be a good show. It will get a good crowd. But this is not good. And I guarantee you, Brett and Def Leppard are calling around saying, dude, lose some weight, man. Please lose some weight.
Stop booking shows.
It's not going to take long. If Vince isn't with it, it's not going to take long for that to get out. And the tour is going to, nobody's going to want to see that.
Right. And by the way, being laid up is tough to lose weight, too. Broken ribs, you ain't working out. And you're bummed out. Here comes the cheeseburgers. You know,
yeah. There's nothing you can do to fix the broken ribs.
No,
that's time.
You're not working out unless you stop eating, and you're not going to eat because you're going to want comfort food because your ribs are busted.
Well, at Hooters, they came up with some new uniforms for the ladies to wear. Many of the Hooters girls find them too short and what they refer to as ass-centric.
That's what they always have been.
No, these are a little shorter.
I saw some pictures. I googled around looking for them. I wanted to see them because I like Hooters shorts.
Oh, it's like lingerie.
They're not quite a thong, but they're pretty close. It's up the butt crack.
Yep,
I gotta see it.
In the uniform policy update, Hooters also warned that waitresses and bartenders who feel uncomfortable about the new pieces of clothing are welcome to quit.
Wow.
Well, yeah, if you don't look good, if you don't wear the outfit, don't wear the outfit.
They issued each employee three new pairs. The old shorts, although crotch length, offered the Hooters girls a few more inches of coverage around the rear end. The new additions cover most girls' upper buttocks and what some ladies have referred to as a crotch string, which resembles a thong cut panty.
I got to see these.
Yeah, because when we hung around there, wore like, running trunks. That we would have worn in the 80s.
They were shorter than that.
But these are...
They were shorter than that.
They've shortened them up even a lot more.
Got it.
Yeah, I remember being like just above the cheek.
Right. Which was nice.
And so this was happening over the weekend. And so yesterday, Hooters said, all right, y'all don't have to wear those things.
Really?
Yeah. They clarified their uniform policy to Business Insider. They said... As we continue to listen and update the image of the Hooters girls, we're clarifying that they have the option to choose from the traditional uniforms or the new ones.
At least it's still an option.
They said that they are continuing collaborating with their Hooters girls toward an environment of self-expression and inclusivity so that they can feel empowered to do their best work on the job. So that's beautiful.
I got to see them. Yeah.
Oh, they're all over the place. All the Hooters girls were showing them off, saying, look how short these are. It's an abomination. We won't wear these. See?
Look at me.
Look at how awful this is.
Now, to be fair, most of them had on a pair of leggings or something underneath.
They have to wear the
so that they could legitimately say, hey, this would be this short. You could see this much. If the hairs were this long, you could see it and that sort of thing.
I'm posting a link.
The hairs were this long.
You could see them.
All right, hit Twitter, Mike. You'll see it there.
Yeah, I went to Hooters with my dad once. When I was a kid, looking back, it was like, I don't remember if that was, it had to be before he came out.
He wasn't into it.
No.
But he knew you would be into it. So
he'd rather be at the Dong
was
house.
Was that a fact-finding mission for him?
There's a Dong restaurant. Rather be at the Dong restaurant, are you saying?
If there was one,
Yeah.
Was he trying to convince himself at that point?
Yeah. I think he that ship had
sailed. We're just testing you out.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Well, let's see how this goes. What's the boy think? Which way is he going?
I think that's exactly what it was.
So that may have been it. And former President Bill Clinton out of the hospital, continuing his recovery.
I forgot he had a double bypass or quadruple bypass when he was in 04, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, urinary tract infection with IV antibiotics, so they got that taken care of.
That would suck.
Good for them.
Yeah.
And good for him.
Let me see here. I got to look at these shorts.
They're like high-waisted bikini bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're nice. Stop bitching. Put them on, I'm serious, man. Just wear them.
So now they have a choice.
Revel in it,
Hooters came out and said, all right.
Revel. You got an ass like that, Revel in it, ladies,
What if a couple of the waitresses are wearing those and the others aren't? It's going to stand out.
Right. And they might get better tips.
Or pick some up yourself and throw them in the corner like the old days. Tyler used to have a collection of them.
Glory days, how they pass you by.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.